Now for news from around the region, looking at the Pacific. And Mabel, this morning we're in Papua New Guinea.
Yes, Brian, and it's because there's been mass protests in West Papua over the past few weeks, I think maybe even months, because they're pushing for an independence referendum. And some of you may know that West Papua is under Indonesia and has been for a few years. And over the years, more recently, more than ever before, there have been alleged reports of serious humanitarian issues in West Papua, and including killings, by people in authority. And we've seen a lot of this on social media, and just the lack of freedom and coverage, media coverage in West Papua, and of the indigenous people of West Papua. So there's been mass demonstrations over the past few weeks, some even violent. There have been some arrests. Buildings have been burnt down, and just a lot of stuff happening that, to be honest, I haven't like fully taken in. And it's prompted Papua New Guinea's foreign minister to call for the United Nations to visit West Papua. I've seen a post on social media that says it's sad because West Papua, they don't allow any United Nations representatives or humanitarian reps. Or they don't allow media coverage, or if they do, I think it's like, you know how they like control the media?
Mm-mm. And in at the recent Pacific Island Leaders Forum, this was high on the agenda, apart from climate change, and a lot of support from Pacific Island nations with regards to the West Papuan struggle. And this has been, we're going back decades and decades, and it's unfortunately something that doesn't look, or an issue that's not looking to be resolved anytime soon, especially when you look at the ore minerals, the richness of ore minerals in West Papua, and how that contributes significantly to the economy of Indonesia.
I think it's great that a lot of the Pacific leaders are stepping forward or are speaking up about it. As you know, Vanuatu's been a very vocal partner in supporting West Papua, even boycotting some meetings and stuff because they don't, because of their support for West Papua. But this time it's PNG. It's PNG speaking up. And the foreign minister says it's a little bit tricky for Papua New Guinea because they share the border with West Papua, and they respect Indonesia's sovereignty. But they do say that the United Nations needs to step in because it's sad to see people killed on their own land. And of course, being of, sharing the land obviously makes them really close. That's where we're at, and it's a bigger issue, and hopefully we get to cover it more in the next few days to come on the show.